T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Dale and Keith Show.
LeBron James, you say you ain't worried? You better get damn worried. But them boys, them young boys are coming for your head.
Oh, Chuck, stop it.
No, dude, let me tell you something.
Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
It summed up LeBron James quitting on his team.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Mark James is in the house with us. Let's catch you up to date on some stuff here. We mentioned this last hour, but we can now add to it, okay?
Oh, good.
We can flesh it out for you.
Some more detail.
So, Philadelphia Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson, who had some stuff to say about the Patriots after the Super Bowl, but you know what? You win the Super Bowl, you get to talk stuff.
Say what you want.
You get to do what you want.
Yep.
So evidently, he had an opportunity more recently to appear on Steve Austin's podcast from the Broken Skull Ranch, of course.
Thank
well,
you,
that's
Dale.
Where Steve is. I don't know where Lane was.
Well,
Mars, apparently.
It sounds like it was.
Is that near
Earth.
The Double Cross Ranch?
No,
Terry
that's
Funk?
Different
okay,
place.
Different
okay.
place.
Yeah.
Different parts unknown.
Part of Texas. So Lane Johnson appeared on Steve Austin's podcast and kind of doubled down a little bit on where his animosity comes from about the Patriots.
When you made the statements about the Patriots way or the Patriots system, just what's the biggest difference between Philadelphia and the Patriots?
Here's what pissed me off is, the Patriots, obviously, I respect their coach. I respect Bill. I respect Tom Brady. But just because the way they won the Super Bowls, the Patriot way, is that how everybody else is supposed to do the same thing? No, it's not. And that's what I got mad at the arrogance by them. There's obviously some stuff behind closed doors. Their owner talking to our owner. Bill talking to our head coach for the game. I'm not going to say it, but, a lot of shit, kind of built up to that. And I just got tired of hearing about it, man. To be honest, I saw a defense that wasn't overly talented. It was all about really containing Tom Brady. We had a hard time doing that. He had 505 yards. But that was really it, man. Going into the game, I'm not going to be, shell-shocked by it. And that was kind of our thing going in. Well, I think we had the upper hand on that.
All right, so Lane Johnson's kind of all over the place,
So he is, but
he's
what jumps out is...
He said Robert Kraft, behind closed doors, was talking smack to Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
By the way, they've been friends for years and years. Lurie's from here.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was talking smack.
So, yeah, owner.
He said, on the field...
Right.
Belichick was talking smack before the game to Doug Peterson, and don't you worry.
Classic Belichick,
because
too.
I'm telling you, if you do this...
Yeah.
Not only will Andy find it, he will play it.
Good.
We will hear the crap Bill Belichick was throwing at Doug Peterson.
Coach, hey, congratulations. You too. Thank you so much.
I was trying to find a game where you were behind. I couldn't find one.
There's plenty.
It's a hell of a year.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too. You too.
Yeah, it's been good.
Tell you what, you get through this week, man, you're like, finally.
Oh, yeah.
There's a game somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
great to be here.
Good to be here. It is. You're absolutely right.
Congratulations.
Absolutely right. Hey, thanks again.
Yeah.
Same to you, Bill.
Lane Johnson
Woo!
Is a liar.
He got,
man.
Dropped
wow.
a great year, good year, several times.
Tried to find a game that you were behind, couldn't find one.
Well, maybe he was confused and it was one of the players talking crap to Doug Peterson. And we found this Amendola talking to Doug Peterson
probably,
before the game. This must be it.
Must be him.
Oh, man. Hell of a year.
Thank you, brother. You too, man.
Congratulations on everything.
You guys got
great success.
A lot of ballers.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, too.
You got a lot of ballers. Yeah, you too.
What? I'm telling you what it was. It was the offensive line coach saying, you don't believe what he's saying to your coach right now.
Yeah, and he bought it.
So. Shocking that Lane Johnson's a liar. I would have never surmised that.
I don't even think it's lying. I think
he's just saying what he just told. He's just gullible. Is what it
well,
comes down
probably,
to. But I mean, it's good coaching because say what you want. I mean, Lane Johnson, the offense was great. I mean, whatever they said to motivate the defense didn't work, but they still won the game. But that is just, that would be so out of character.
Congrats, Coach, hey, congratulations. You too. Thank you so much.
I'm trying to find a game where you were behind. I couldn't find one.
Complimenting him the whole time.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too.
Just we were behind all year.
Tell you what, you get through this week, man, you're like, finally, there's a game somewhere in here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
Great to be here.
Good to be here. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Thanks again. Same to you, Bill.
I think we must be missing something.
Doug Peterson sound very in awe of Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell.
He's like, this guy knows what about Super Bowls.
Well, I mean, he's run five of them.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a coordinator, he's got a whole bunch more.
But Bill couldn't have been nicer to him.
No, and that's the way he always is. If he's got a beef with somebody like Mangini or Parcells, he's not going near you. Before the game.
He's not going to say anything. He's going to have his arms crossed.
If he's going to talk to you, if he's going to say something to you,
it's going to be
just like what you just heard.
That's it. Kill him with kindness.
Right.
And that's what he was doing there.
Lane Johnson, right again.
I don't know. Well, no, Dale, I wouldn't dismiss what he said the first time. Don't you think? With like what Amendola and those guys said? I don't think the whole team, but I don't think any team has 53 guys all having fun. Like, I don't think that's the case. Some of them are going to be mad at playing.
I don't think we're dealing with the sharpest tool in the show.
With the top brass?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think so either. Because he keeps changing his story. Like, just when he starts to say something that might make sense, he goes like, you know what was really pissing me off is that their owner was talking crap to our owner. You're like, what on earth are you talking
Robert
about?
Kraft is going to be saying bad things to Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah, that's
you know, your cheesesteaks really suck in that
Yeah. I mean, we don't have tape of that, okay? No. We're not that good.
No, that's
but
true.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest Robert Kraft didn't say crap about Jeffrey Lurie.
I would be shocked by that as well.
Well, and we've seen, obviously, you said, the Danny Amendola car karaoke interview with Mike Reese, where he sort of threw Bill underneath the bus.
A little bit.
You know, I mean, obviously, Malcolm Butler, when he goes and he posts on Instagram, and then Brady likes saying, I'm, you know, free, or no, Rob Gronkowski did
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff There's a lot of different pieces there.
This is not that. Here's the thing about Philly, you won one. Congratulations. Yeah. And now just act like champs. That's it.
Right.
Don't act like it. I mean,
he's
because
fired up.
You can tell they've never done this before. They don't know how to act.
No, they feel like a team that could miss the playoffs.
They have three world titles since the year 1983. In 35, 36 years, they have three. The Sixers, the Phillies in 08, and the Eagles last year. That's it.
Yeah.
So they're not used to this. See, here, you've got 10 world titles over the course of the last 17 years. It's a little sort of, you know, you get used to that stuff.
Coach, hell of a year. Thank you so much.
That's trash talk.
Where you were behind. I couldn't find one.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
I mean, I hope Lane gets to hear this. And Andy made sure to tag him on Twitter so that he can listen to it.
I'm waiting for the Eagle fans to attack.
Well, I'm sure John Ritchie will give his accurate take there on WIP in middays. You know, since he was
there, you were
on the team now. Yeah, like you weren't even part of that. Like he was on the team, but he wasn't even.
Well, don't say that. That gets riled up.
Don't get started on that.
All right, I don't want to do that.
All right, so Celtics Cavs tonight over at the TD Garden, and as you know, you guys all know, the Celtics win game one by 25. And they're facing LeBron James tonight. And because we just want to add to the mix of voices we can't hear enough of, Shannon Sharpe says, look out, Boston.
Tristan studied meteorology at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told you about this storm. Now, some people, you Miami, you know the storm come. Now, some people, they refuse to go to Home Depot or Lowe's.
They
refuse to buy plywood and board up and get out of town.
Yep.
Oh, these hard-headed Celtics fans. Now, the Celtics players, they have no choice but to weather the storm.
Mm.
They got to be out there because sometimes...
But you're suggesting they should just leave.
No. Because somebody got to give the news. You see, be out there, the wind blowing?
Yes.
Yes, it's like 85 mile per hour winds.
Mm.
Hurricane is picking up steam as we speak.
Yeah.
Somebody got to give the people the news. So they got to stay. Yeah. But you know what's going to happen. Ooh. I know you don't want it to happen. You know what's inevitable. LeBron James is coming with a monster. I have a sneaky suspicion the shoe, the jersey, the shorts will be on its way to Springfield as soon as the game's over.
Oh, wow. That's a little
graphic.
So he's
just going to retire.
That's my hometown.
He's just going to the Hall of Fame.
It's my hometown, Springfield. You know what? I can drive up 90 West and get it there for you.
Quick shot right there to the Hall of Fame.
By the way, Andy, can we hear the very beginning of that bite? I want to hear what did he study?
Tristan studied meteorology at Texas.
Oh, meteorologist.
No, yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure.
Hey, everybody can slip on a word.
Shannon Sharpe slipped on more than one word.
I may have stumbled on one or two.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to hear him tomorrow. If the Celtics win tonight, what Shannon's going to say.
Oh,
because
we'll
he's so sure. Like, he's looking at that 25-point win like nothing. It doesn't even count. No big deal. And LeBron's going to play well, and that's what? Going to automatically give them the win? That's not how it works. Not with this Cavs team.
I can't stand Shannon Sharpe.
He's bad. It's a hard listen.
He really is. It's bad. I don't think anybody here in New England would ever. Like, remember he did that thing when he was taunting the Patriot fans in 95?
Yeah, with the telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
he called the National Guard, I think. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I no time for that guy.
So during Keefe's award-winning... No.
Oh, sorry. No. I thought that's where you were
during
headed.
Keefe's award-winning trending now at the top of the hour.
I had a good trending today.
You heard the bad news about Carson Smith. Now, I don't mean to laugh.
Dale, but please. But these are professional athletes.
But you got to admit, the whole idea of perhaps injuring your shoulder to such a degree that you could require surgery because you... fired your glove in the dugout after you gave up a home run?
Yeah, you were mad.
Do you think?
You were frustrated, so you thought you'd toss the glove a little bit.
President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski gives you all the details on Carson Smith.
They're going to wait a couple days, let it calm down. I'm sure at some point we'll get a second opinion. But I don't know the severity of it, but it's not a mild. I'm not expecting him back in 10 days by any means at this point. We'll see how severe it ends up being, but it's got the potential of being a major injury.
I mean, you don't say that if it's not. No. Like, he's out a while. He's
ugh. We're not going to see him in 10 days. We're already looking for a second opinion. We got to wait for it to calm down before we can really tell. And, oh, by the way, it's got the potential to be a major injury.
Doesn't sound good.
No, do you think?
The Carson Smith era in Boston,
it might
not ideal.
Yeah, not too good.
Did not work out.
So if you've... Well, you're probably out driving right now.
Sure.
And probably not moving very fast based on what it looks like out there.
Yeah, it's not great.
I have a feeling the commute home is going to take a little longer than normal tonight than it normally does.
You listen to some Sox talk, probably.
You can listen to that if you'd like. So Rob Bradford is over at Fenway, and he's got Hanley Ramirez and Johnny Gomes, and he's preparing the weather update for you.
Go ahead.
Hi, we have fun with Bart right now. You can see right now it's kind of start raining right now. So let's see what's going to happen in the next few hours. We don't know. What do you think, Johnny Gomes?
As of right now, I got about 8:45 start. And stay tuned to the... What's
Bradford the show.
The show called Hanley and Gomes.
You know what? I would listen to the Hanley and Gomes show.
I would.
I'll be honest.
I would definitely
listen to Hanley and
Very
Gomes.
Very interesting personalities.
By the way, just in case you're headed for Fenway, Johnny Gomes doesn't know when the game's going to start.
He kind of threw that out there.
He's just tossing it out there.
He may be right, though. It does not look great. It looks ominous out there.
And stay tuned to the... What's
Bradford show.
The show called Hanley and Gomes.
Hanley and Gomes.
It's amazing to me how much... fun that it seems like Hanley and Xander Bogaerts are having this year now that Farrell's gone.
They're having a blast.
Like, they really are.
Yeah.
They get a new lease on life because John Farrell's no longer... And by the way, I'm sure they're not the only two.
No, but they're the ones that sort of seem to show it the most and were in maybe the biggest need of sort of a bounce back year. I mean, especially Hanley. You wanted to see more out of him. And
the pliability works, Rich.
The TB12 stuff.
It works,
you
man.
You can't sneeze at it. That's for sure.
Like, Hanley looks felt.
He looks good.
And he looks like he's having a blast.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time.
Very happy. So there, we've caught you up on all the stuff. I can't believe the stuff that Bill Belichick said to Doug Peterson
before the
game. It was just...
He dropped a congratulations in there.
Yeah.
Hell of a year.
Said
I never even seen when you didn't have the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. By the way, where's my sound of me saying LeBron James is vastly overrated? Where's that?
Now he's calling for us to replay his own stuff.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
We just pulled up sound from 2011.
Did you notice four of us all just stopped what we were doing?
Like, the music stopped. No. It was like, whoa. I was kidding. I like the Christy Leahy, the Andy Gott thing. That was awesome.
That was a good pull.
That was great pull.
You know, there's obviously some stuff behind closed doors. You know, their owner talking to our owner, you know. Bill talking to our head coach for the game. You know, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, a lot of shit, you know, kind of built up to that.
Coach, hey, congratulations. You too. Thank you so much.
I was trying to find a game where you were behind. I couldn't find one.
There's plenty.
It's a hell of a year.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too. You too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll tell you what, you get through this week, man, you're like, finally, there's a game somewhere in here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
great to be here.
Good to be here. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Hey, thanks again. Yeah. Same to you, Bill. Yeah.
He probably snuck back after the microphones left.
Oh, roasted
he probably
him.
Snuck back and said, hey, Peterson!
But you suck. You suck. Your team sucks.
Yeah. And your offensive line really sucks.
That is the worst. You're a bad coach. I dare you to throw the ball to your quarterback. We're going to try it.
Oh, my God.
It worked. Yeah, it did.
Unfortunately.
Oh, there it is.
Talking trash.
All this because of Steve Austin's podcast.
There you go. So you never know what's going to happen on Stone Cold's podcast.
No, you got to tune in, I guess.
It's a good one, man. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I've listened when he's added a lot of great guests on, like Eric Bischoff and Kevin Nash. You should listen to it.
I was going to say, more wrestling related. I'm still a little surprised by Lane Johnson. Like, Lane Johnson, even when he went on with the Barstool guys, and like, they have all different kinds of athletes on their shows, but usually they're kind of bigger names even than him. Like, I was surprised he was on there.
You know who you would think would be on Stone Cold's podcast? Like, Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah,
because he's part of WrestleMania,
Maybe that'll be Lane Johnson's next thing. Who knows? Maybe
he'll get there. He can cut a promo now. He can cut a promo.
That's true.
By the way, the new owner of the Carolina Panthers is going to be a hedge fund guy by the name of David Tepper.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean P. Diddy and all these other people? Yeah. No. Oh,
well, this guy offered $2.2 billion cash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$2.2 billion.
Yeah,
cash.
Yeah, take that bad boy music.
So apparently it'll be voted on by the other owners May 22nd or something like that. I promise you it's going to go through.
$2.2 billion in cash.
So
how do you go about getting that?
I don't know.
Liquid. What's the process?
Just liquid.
What do you do? You go to the bank? Can I just withdraw this, please?
Yeah. They're like, what?
They're like, all right, we're
closed.
Do
we have to close the building?
We're closed for the next 100 years. Right. We don't see that kind of money.
So David Tepper, let's just say that politically he's probably not exactly where like Robert Kraft is. Robert Kraft is friends with our president.
Yes.
Was at the inauguration, has been down to visit the White House. David Tepper has called Donald Trump, quote, a demented, narcissistic scumbag.
Okay.
And, quote, a father of lies, unquote.
All right. So
I'm going to suggest that, the heat between the White House and the NFL may not clear up with this edition of David Tepper.
He may be the one owner who tells his players to kneel during the anthem. Like, hey, by the way, guys, we're all taking a knee and we're going to fight the president now.
So we don't have to worry about the Panthers ever going to the White House if they win the Super Bowl.
It doesn't sound like if they win.
At least in the next 3 years.
Yeah. What are the chances that they get to be in the Super Bowl in the next 3 years?
Yeah, not good.
Not
good.
Well, they were just there a couple years ago.
Yeah, but now you're starting to see they're starting to regress a little bit.
Doesn't look right.
No. No, you don't take Christian McCaffrey, son, with the first round pick. I mean, like that wasn't a good pick at all.
No.
Ed McCaffrey's son, excuse me.
So we've got that to look forward to. We've got the game at the Garden tonight. I'm looking at the Pike. I'm going to suggest that it might take you a little longer to get to Fenway get to the Garden tonight.
At least the Celtics are going to play the Red Sox. I would say that is up in the air at this point.
Well, at least to start.
Yeah. Johnny Gomes said it's going to be 8:45.
Yeah, so please,
we don't know.
No,
we don't know.
That's not official.
Mark, are you in on Johnny Gomes doing games?
At first last year it was tough.
Okay,
it was tough.
Yeah,
he's grown on me.
Okay,
he's grown on me a little bit,
like a fungus.
Yes, that's probably an accurate depiction.
Yeah,
yeah, right. He has grown on me. He's different. That's the thing about
different.
Him.
Different, unique. He's all these things.
Right.
I like him in a series. Like he's doing the A's series. I'm good with that. And if you told me he's doing 15 of the 162 games, I'm in. I'm on board with that.
Yes.
But if you start saying, well, wait, he's going to do 80 games, I'm going, let's ease up on the 80 games.
Yeah, I would say nobody beats Remy. And I thought
Eck does, I think.
Eck did a phenomenal job last year, and it's great to have him back in studio. So Johnny Gomes, he's grown on me. That's one.
Dale?
I like Gomes. Yeah. Eck is the best. I think he's as good as anybody who does a game in America.
I agree.
I think he's that good.
He's the best of those.
Keith Hernandez is pretty good for the Mets, too.
Yeah, but he's not as good as Zach.
Not as good as Zach. And let me tell you something. I just met him recently for the first time. Dennis Eckers. I'd never met him before. Like, last year I saw him, and then Jerry Remy got sick, and then Eck did a bunch of games. And I'm like, oh, I'll see him soon. And I didn't see him till this year. Eck is just the epitome of cool. He's just a cool
he's
cat.
The man.
He really is a cool cat. Like, that dude's coolness is timeless.
Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to fill in for TC, and I hosted a bunch of Red Sox games at one point. And I can tell you this, there is nothing more fun. They happen to be on the road at the time. You sit in the green room, and you watch a game with Eck, and just listen.
You just
don't
learn,
talk,
just learn
don't
about the game.
Say anything, just listen to him. And
he's
you know,
this guy went bridge. That thing's got hair on it.
He'll bounce out of his seat at some point, and he'll start imitating a guy's batting stance.
Right.
He'll bounce out of his seat and imitate how a guy's delivering a baseball off the mound.
It's his language that's my favorite part of it, because you know what he's saying, but you've never said it that way.
Right.
Like, you've never described a certain thing in that way, but you know what he's saying and you know what he means. Like, it's the best.
I think we should do the Dennis Eckersley shot game, where every time he says cheese, you take a shot.
I'm in on cheese, yep.
Yeah,
cheese, hair, bridge.
Yeah, he's great. And to hear, and like you said, I've been in there a couple of
times. Yuck would have been a good one.
Yeah. Jim Rice has brought in food a couple times, and to hear him tell stories back in the day, because I'm always interested to hear about, like, the old school guys. Like, guys not only that Rice played with, but again, like a guy like Eddie Murray, who was very surly with the media. Like, what was he like? You know, to hear Jim Rice tell those stories, you're just like, wow.
Well, and I'll also say this about Rice. He had a certain reputation from when he played here. I wasn't here when he was playing. I didn't know him as a player. I've only known him at Nesson.
And he's great.
He's the nicest guy.
He
goes around saying hello to everybody in the building. As you said, he brings food in for everybody.
Chinese food, too. Well, you got to get in on that. You got to get it next time he does that.
I know people only think of him in terms of the reputation he had as a player. He's not like that in the building over there.
Not at all. At all. Nice guy. And he's an avid golfer. You always find him on the links, man. Always golfing. Rice is he's a Hall of Famer. But yes, you're right. Eck is the best.
I think you guys are clearly overlooking Johnny Gomes.
Yeah, Mookie Betts going first movement on a lefty for his eighth bag. Right when that front foot comes up, you take off. You sell out. Good slide again, just like Toronto, on the outside of the bag, making a long tag. See how he's on the outside of the bag right there? Clinic of a slide. The gloves go all the way to get to him.
He sounds like Tom Emanski's baseball drills. Like,
yeah,
the way,
man,
he breaks it down for you.
If I could offer one slight bit of constructive criticism to Johnny Gomes.
He's listening.
Very slight. And that would be, don't begin what you say by repeating the last line Dave O'Brien says.
Benteen will be coming on to take his spot on the hill with Mookie Betts lurking. Benintendi and Hanley Ramirez as well.
Peanuts or something.
Rice hungry.
He needs a snack now. It's a long game.
It's a long game.
What's he want to
Oakland with a 5-4 lead.
He's trying to feed the machine.
Maybe wait till the inning's over. The half inning. Yeah, then you go ahead and grab a snack out.
You know, hunger's a real thing.
I have one bit of constructive criticism. It'd be to wait for the half inning. Go ahead and wait for the half inning. Go out there, get whatever you want. They got a whole thing of food for you.
Except for the mid-fifth. Don't do it during the mid-fifth, because the mid-fifth is a big thing. So, you know.
You got to stay in there.
Because, you know, Dave O'Brien and usually Jerry Remy, this time Johnny Gomes, they'll toss it back to the studio to me.
Oh, that's
Casey
right.
McDonald, yes. Adam Pellerin. And so, like, don't leave during the mid-fifth.
You find out what's coming up on Sports Desk.
It's coming up. Yeah. Yep, Nesson Sports Today.
What are you guys going to have? What are it going to be?
We're going to have this. So don't do that. But
crossover.
He's grown on me, man. He has.
I like him.
He's different. He's grown
on me. He's sure different.
And no one explains switch hitting better than Johnny Gomes.
Nobody.
Here comes Swihart. Bases are empty. Devers on deck. Strike one, a changeup away.
Devers switching over to the left side, obviously a switch hitter. First three against Manaea, left-handed. Petit right-handed switches over to the left side.
That's pretty meticulous, man.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Pretty meticulous.
Lefty on the mound, you hit righty. Righty on the mound, you hit lefty. Switch hitter.
Mind blown.
Pretty good stuff. Thank you, John.
By the way, good observation, too, by you. I didn't notice that, Dale, that he said that. That's pretty good, though.
He has a tendency to repeat Dave O'Brien's last line as kind of the lead into his line.
Sure.
Which,
well, that way there's
by the way, Dave O'Brien's really good.
Right.
So there's no wrong thing.
If you're going to say something that somebody said, it might as well be what Dave said.
12.
Or just popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, whatever you got there.
Another little broadcasting tip. Yeah. I mean, just who am I to tell? Popcorn is not a good thing when you're broadcasting.
No, I can't imagine.
It's not a good thing.
Corn or anything. Peanuts or something.
Anything. I do like when he rolls the sleeves up, though. That's not a look you normally see.
You don't see that too often.
He just rolls them right up.
If you had guns and tats like that, your sleeves would be cut off.
I would never wear sleeves.
You would just cut them right off.
Doesn't matter.
Literally.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be doing that. And then, you know, Johnny Gomes, so he's on this series. He's not doing the following series, just the Oakland series?
I believe it's just the Oakland
series. Usually, when they come in, they do a series, and then you know, somebody else does.
Hopefully, X back after that.
Or Remy.
Or Remy.
Yep.
I was waiting for or anyone. Where were you going with this?
No, or Remy. I go Eck 1, Remy 2, right. Gomes 3. Right.
I'm all in. I thought you were going to say John Valentin.
No, not going there. Not going with Valentin. He was fine. He was fine at that.
If you're sort of driving around Boston right now.
What does that mean?
Is it that bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crummy in places.
Is the game on still?
Well, I mean,
the Celtics game will be on.
They're playing indoors.
I know.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
I'm not Polish.
No, I know. Shannon Sharpe said something about a storm coming, though.
But
so
yeah.
Wasn't so far off.
You know, Tristan Thompson studied meteorology. You heard Shannon Sharpe say that,
that's
right?
That's true.
You know, Tristan Thompson's class is at Texas.
Studied meteorology at Texas. He told you about his storm. Now some people,
the people who studied meteorology, is what he studied.
Right.
It was a different. It was a create your own major.
Right. He was studying like the guy in the Today Show. Yeah. What's his name? The guy,
Al Roker.
Yeah, right.
He was studying him specifically. Right. Did book reports on him.
Exactly.
A different thing.
So they have different classes at Texas.
I understand.
And I pooped my pants.
And as the afternoon has gone along, we have not really had an opportunity to delve into this very much. But just if you're just getting in the car and you're not going anywhere anyway, Robinson Cano has been suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball. He put out a statement and said that he wanted to make sure you knew, you and me and Mark
just,
and everybody
he probably
else,
just admitted to
that
it.
He did not take a PED.
Oh, he didn't?
He took a diuretic.
All right.
On the advice of a physician.
Okay.
That's what he got caught for.
Mm.
There's a problem with that.
What's the problem?
Okay, here's the problem. When you take this diuretic and they pop you for taking this, this case immediately goes to a neutral arbitrator, neutral party, completely neutral, who then investigates and tries to make a determination of whether you took this diuretic to cover PED use. The neutral arbitrator said, yeah, that's what he was doing. So Major League Baseball also held their own investigation, and they said, yeah, that's what he was doing. He was covering up PED use.
Mm.
So he was told in the wintertime,
right,
that he got popped for this. He appealed it.
He lost that
and
appeal.
Then, well, no, he didn't even get to the appeal.
Oh, they didn't get there.
He dropped the appeal because both this neutral arbitrator and Major League Baseball said, yeah, you took the diuretic because you were covering up PED use. And so he said, "Oh well, never mind. I'm out."
Isn't
so
he on the DL too? Just be like, "Yeah, I'm out. 80 games starting now."
So he covered a lie with a lie. It's not a good thing. Not a good look.
But every one of those guys who takes something,
of course.
First of all, they either say somebody tainted my product that I got it at GNC or
right,
whatever. There,
I read the fine print. I would never do this.
They say that, or they say, I would never. I will go to the end of the earth to find out how that substance got into my. Well, I might have taken it.
But. Anybody who knows me knows I would never, ever take it.
I have a question for you guys. Would you be shocked, and this is not, we're not, you know, throwing any arrows here. Would you ever be surprised if it was found that Albert Pujols' 3,000-plus hits were not all clean?
There's not a single athlete in the world that would surprise me that they were on something. Not a single guy.
Okay. What about you?
Not anybody.
I don't assume anybody's clean anymore.
I can't.
No, I mean,
you can't. And especially after the Mitchell report where it was all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
But before it was like, oh, eye test, that guy hits 50 homers, and he usually doesn't. That's a thing. But then when guys like Brian Roberts were popping up on there and Brendan Donnelly, and like you're like, okay, it's every position, it's every player.
We've got Kiefer Madness coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now. Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments. But until then, the situation stinks.
Hi, guys. Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo!
Your professionalism stinks. I question it.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale and Mark, we have a case of love at first sight.
Oh, this one won't involve poop.
It does not.
Okay.
It does
We're
not.
Good.
But please stay tuned.
Okay.
Do not go anywhere. Once you tell them that, Dale,
people oh, no, poop,
What's
I'm out.
What's the point? It's love at first sight, at least for one of the people involved. Perhaps not the other. So we go out to Arizona for this story.
aggressive behaviors like the ones you're about to hear cannot be ignored. ABC 15's Lexi Suter digging into this case.
It involves a Paradise Valley man and a woman he met online. And Lexi, this story gets scary real fast.
We got an online.
Ominous.
Yes, yes, it is a bit ominous, scary story in Arizona.
You hear that music?
Yes, that kind of tips you off of what we're in store
for. Kind of got the delivery of a real fast too. If you listen to that,
yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Paradise Valley man and a woman he met online, and Lexi, this story gets scary real fast.
Real, that's his Tom Brokaw.
And his
He's just
modeling
his whole career after Brokaw.
This woman did not just walk into a home that she wasn't invited to, but then she made herself right at home.
When police arrived to the Paradise Valley home last month, they found 31-year-old Jacqueline Aides in the man's bathtub.
We've had one of these stories before, Dale, but there's another wrinkle to this. So a woman was
found. We're not harvesting organs here, are we?
I don't know.
The victim says he met her online and the pair went on one date over a year ago, but she won't leave him alone.
She won't get out of my tub.
One date a year ago.
A year ago.
I guess
it was like a week ago. No.
Just to refresh our previous tub story.
Yeah, please.
In a tub with a plate of half-eaten chips.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was the whole Doritos
thing. She had Cheetos poured
Cheetos
on top of
it. On top of the food in the bathtub.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was a different story, but this one gets intense.
The victim says he met her online, and the pair went on one date over a year ago, but she won't leave him alone.
You got arrested on allegations of stalking, a Class 5 felony.
According to court documents, that appears to be true. Aides trespassed onto his property last July and allegedly again in December. Mm. She's also accused of sending him more than 65,000 text messages.
All right.
That's a lot of text messages.
Wow. That's a little aggressive.
That's a lot of text messages.
Hi.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hello again. Hey.
60.
How you doing?
By the way, you do know.
650,000.
No, she said 65,000.
I got excited. 65,000.
You do know there's this thing on every phone call blocked.
You can block,
that
number,
that caller.
Do you know anything about that, Mark?
You know, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I just, you know, can block. I was never blocked.
You can block on here. So she went above and beyond. That was a lot of
5,000 text messages.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was.
She's also accused of sending him more than 65,000 text messages. That's 500 a day.
Oh, come on.
500 texts a day. She was obviously very smitten by this gentleman.
Does she have the unlimited text plan?
I hope so.
She probably does.
If not,
I would imagine.
If not, bankrupt.
She is under.
She's cooked at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of text messages, but she obviously had a great first date.
Three words on the phone. Block this.
Block number.
Right, correct. So she sent him 65,000 text messages.
That's right.
And then climbed into his tub?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing wrong with this.
Not exactly playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Kind of going the other way.
We did talk with an expert about situations like this. She suggests avoiding contact at all costs, upping your security measures, maybe getting some video, alarms, and extra locks on your doors. And of course, saving everything so it can be handed over to police and help with an investigation.
What do you think of that?
You know, here's
those
the
seem
thing.
Like some good safety tips.
Here's the thing.
Lock your doors.
When you
like, she just sent me 500 text messages today.
Here's an idea.
Lock
change
my doors.
Your number.
Safe.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's insane. The thing. When you meet someone from an online dating site, I don't think there's a psychometer there.
No, it's hard to tell.
Right.
You just see the picture. You
right.
see the name.
Yeah.
Location.
Like, oh, she's attractive.
Not really
wow.
sure. So we're going to hear from the lady herself.
No
the,
way.
The news
oh,
team
this
in Arizona
is better.
Caught
I love
up with her in jail.
And they also got into the details of what's in those texts. And then it gets a little worse.
It does get worse. Well, come on, you have to bring us down here. But let's hear what she has to say.
I felt like I met my soulmate.
Jack?
Soulmate.
Hello? How come you're not responding?
I mean, but to be fair, you wouldn't want to text not your soulmate 500 times in a day,
right?
I don't want to text anybody 500.
No,
I don't want to text my wife 500 times in a day.
I don't think he reciprocated, though.
I do not think that he did. No, no.
I felt like I met my soulmate.
Jacqueline Aides speaks from jail about the man she's accused of stalking. She thought she'd found love.
I was looking for my healing angel. The psychic I met told me I would meet a healing angel.
Yeah, it was the psychic. They all told her
the
that
psychic.
The healing angel
no
was on the way.
She was sure this was going to happen.
Okay. Well, she was pretty adamant.
You know, there's a level that I would imagine that probably everyone said, "Oh, that guy or that girl's psycho." She sounds like state
maybe
certified
a different,
psychotic.
There might be another.
This is another level.
This is different.
Psychic I met told me I would meet a healing angel. We would just do what everybody else did, and we would just like get married, and everything would be fine. But that's not what happened.
No, what happened is
AIDS is alleged to have sent the man 65,000 text messages, averaging 500 a day.
That too.
According to police reports, some of them were quite disturbing.
You ready for this?
Oh, no.
I don't know if you're ready.
I'm going to answer that question
Come on,
right now.
Let's hear it.
You are not ready for
Were there photo texts?
Were there pictures? I don't think so. Well, not that we get to here.
Oh, just words.
You're not ready for this.
According to police reports, some of them were quite disturbing. Things like, don't ever try to leave me or I'll kill you. Wanting to.
All right. Okay, now I see the soulmate part.
Silver bracelet. Yeah. Throw away the key.
Yeah, that's not working.
That's beyond Glenn
Close.
That's
a tough one.
Fatal Attraction.
I can't wait to see this on Lifetime. This is gonna be
good. It's going to be a good film.
I want to wear your body parts.
You've never gotten a text like that?
No. No.
I hope they don't cast Lori Loughlin in this part, because I'll be really disturbed.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
It's just like put the lotion in the basket.
It's Silence of the Lambs meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Body parts or bathe in his blood.
I don't want to talk about that.
AIDS also would not.
She don't want to go there. I can't imagine they brought those ones up. You know what? I'd rather not.
Let's just stick with the soulmate part.
I really like this person.
I don't want to talk about that.
No.
AIDS also would not address accusations of showing up at his work, pretending to be his wife, or allegedly breaking into his home and bathing in his bathtub. When asked if she would ever hurt him, she said this.
What do you think?
She just offered to wear his body part.
Okay, but this is
I'm
going to
go out on a limb and
record.
Say that might hurt.
So you say yes, Mark? Yes or no?
I'm going to say probably yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
When asked if she would ever hurt him, she said this.
No.
No.
Oh, my God, no. I love him so much.
Even though she wants to wear his body parts.
Correct.
Well, it depends on what body. Well, yeah.
No, that's not.
I just want to love him so much. That's it. What am I supposed to do?
Jory Rand, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
We have a quick follow-up here.
Oh,
this was,
good.
This was her.
Is she out of stir yet?
Well, this was her talking about, you know, another, I guess, reason
she's,
behind
she's
her love.
Nuts.
Yeah, well,
no,
okay,
come
right.
on.
No,
well, Andy, you take that back.
Thanks for that, Dr. Phil.
But this I like. This I thought was pretty touching.
And I was following the number 33. I used to wake up every day and every night at 333. It was always 333. 3333. Why am I following the number 33?
She's got a thing for 33.
I
now.
Understand now.
Hey, if I was Larry Bird, if I was Kareem, I'd watch out.
I would for sure.
Definitely watch out.
Oh my God, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Wedding crash.
Yeah.
There you go, Dale. There is love at first sight.
Wow. Good God.
There you go. Pretty good.
I saw Mutz here, right?
Mutz, I think
he said,
here,
I'm not swimming home from Fenway.
Exactly.
What are you, nuts?
Exactly. So, fingers crossed, we still have a Sox game tonight.
It might start a little late.
Yes.
Going to go out on a limb.
Johnny Gomes might have been right. And unlike Tristan Thompson, who studied meteorologist at Texas, Johnny Gomes did not.
Might have been.
And by the way, Rich, I had nothing to do with that, with the promo that was airing. That had my name on the show.
Oh, don't
I
worry. Think, there will be more.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah, don't just, worry.
I think you deserve a lot of respect.
Thank you
You
very
have
much.
My utmost respect, even thank though that's
you,
probably not worth
I appreciate
much.
It. No, it is.
Oh, my God. No, I love him so much.
Wanting to wear his body parts or bathe in his blood.
I don't want to talk about that.
Don't ever try to leave me or I'll kill you.
65,000 text messages. That's 500 a day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.